The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, a collection of short stories by Arthur Conan Doyle, narrated by John Rayburn. Introduction. The description consulting detective was often a reference to Sherlock Holmes, but that was inadequate to tell about his unusual characteristics. He was a loner who preferred to keep to himself and kept many secrets from others, including the few friends he had. Holmes did have a constant professional relationship with Dr. Watson, and it was the faithful Watson who once said, "I had no idea that such personalities exist outside of stories." The two followed trails of a wide range of criminals throughout London, southern England, and continental Europe, with solutions based on the Holmes intuition as often as not. Join us for a series of fascinating short mystery stories about a fascinating character. First, A Scandal in Bohemia, as told primarily by Dr. Watson. To Sherlock Holmes, she is always the woman. I have seldom heard him mention her under any other name. In his eyes, she eclipses and predominates the whole of her sex. It was not that he felt any emotion akin to love for Irene Adler. All emotions, and that one particularly, were abhorrent to his cold, precise, but admirably balanced mind. He was, I take it, the most perfect reasoning and observing machine that the world has seen. But as a lover, he would have placed himself in a false position. He never spoke of the softer passions, save with a jibe and a sneer. They were admirable things for the observer, excellent for drawing the veil from men's motives and actions. But for the trained reasoner to admit such intrusions into his own delicate and finely adjusted temperament was to introduce a distracting factor which might throw a doubt upon all his mental results. Grit in a sensitive instrument, or a crack in one of his own high-power lenses, would not be more disturbing than a strong emotion in a nature such as his. And yet there was but one woman to him, and that woman was the late Irene Adler, of dubious and questionable memory. I had seen little of Holmes lately. My marriage had drifted us away from each other. My own complete happiness and the home-centered interests which rise up round the man who first finds himself master of his own establishment were sufficient to absorb all my attention, while Holmes, who loathed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?